Happy Easter, everyone. It's always a great joy every year to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He truly is risen as he promised. He truly suffered and died on the cross and is alive again. His body rose from the dead and he's with us. These days of Holy Week have been different. Among all the days of the year, they stand out with a special solemnity. They never lose their solemnity or their power. On Holy Thursday, we enter deeply into the mystery of the Eucharist as we thought about and thanked God for the gift of the real presence of Jesus. Jesus gave us his true body, blood, soul, and divinity in the most holy Eucharist of the Church, which we receive at every Mass. This is the greatest gift he has given to us. In the Eucharist, Jesus is with us even now. On Good Friday, we pondered intensely the suffering of Jesus. As he endured his suffering, his betrayal and persecution, his passion and his cross and his death. On Good Friday, Jesus shows us that sin is serious. His suffering is how he is saving us from our sins, and therefore shows us how serious sin is. We have to avoid it and work against it. But he also manifests his great love for us. He laid down his life for us, showing us that he really does love us to the end. Good Friday teaches us that we can never doubt if God loves us. He does. He always does. And then with the great Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday, we celebrate his victory over sin, over death, and over the devil. Jesus rises from the dead and is alive again. These days of Holy Week are amazing. I have some friends in different parts of the world. I have a priest friend in Australia and one in the Philippines, and when I was celebrating Holy Thursday, they were preparing to celebrate Good Friday, and as I celebrated Good Friday, they were moving on Holy Saturday and then to the Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday. It's as if the 3 days of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection wrapped the entire earth and captured our attention. The power of these days helps us to remember once again that the center of our religion as Catholics is not a set of ideas, rather it is a person, Jesus Christ our Lord. We are reminded again and again that Jesus Christ is our constant reference point. He is the reason for our life of holiness. His suffering, death, and resurrection is the most important event in all of human history. Jesus, in his resurrection, which we celebrate on Easter Sunday, gives us so many things that can inspire us in our life. One of the things that helps us is that we come to understand by his resurrection that he is Lord, and therefore that we can trust him. That's a great question. Can we trust Jesus Christ? When he died on the cross, it perhaps could make people wonder, maybe we couldn't. Maybe he's not strong enough. Maybe there's a power greater than him. But in his resurrection, he proves that he is stronger than death, that he is Lord, and therefore we can trust him. We can trust that his teaching is good for us, indeed best for us to follow, and so we should strive to know it. We can trust that he does care for us always, that he is merciful, and that he loves us. Jesus proves that he is stronger than death, that his life and his goodness is more powerful than anything, more powerful than death and evil. And he is our Lord and our Master, and is victorious over the devil. At the Great Easter Vigil, the Church has the practice of lighting what is called the Paschal Candle. And this flame is lit in a darkened church, and it reminds us of the light of Jesus Christ, which shines in the darkness. No darkness can overcome the light of Christ. When we were baptized, we were given a little candle that received its flame from the Paschal Candle, reminding us that at our baptism, we receive the light of Christ in our souls, and therefore we must protect this light and guard it from the wind of false doctrine and the wind of sin. In his resurrection, Jesus gives us a new way of living. You know, sometimes people in their lives wonder what their lives are all about and if their lives are worth anything. How can they define their lives? Some people define their lives by their successes, others by their failures. If we define our lives by our successes, we may become arrogant or insecure. If we define our lives by our failures, will give in to despair. But Jesus brings to us in his resurrection an entirely new way of living. We don't move down that path of defining ourselves by our successes or by our failures. We define ourselves by being disciples of Jesus Christ. Now, instead of living for ourselves and for this passing life, we live for Jesus. Each day, he is our master and our good shepherd. We define ourselves by this fact, that he loves us and we follow him. In his resurrection, Jesus opens our minds to think of eternity and our eternal destiny. In this regard, at the Easter Vigil, the Church has the practice of renewing our baptismal promises. With confidence, we recommit ourselves to being disciples of Jesus Christ. And we need to do this because throughout the year, our commitment to Jesus often can be attacked and eroded. With joy, we choose once again and again to obey Jesus, to follow him as his servants. We promise to reject Satan and his works and his empty show. How many people today need to do this? How many people today have been lost by the path of darkness, have been deceived by the evil spirit? The evil spirit brings people confusion, fear, and misery. And we don't want our lives on this path even for a second. That's the path of darkness, and it leads to despair. We want to be on the path of light, which is Jesus Christ. And so we have to renounce Satan and his works and his empty show, and renounce sin. We profess in our baptismal promises that we believe that God is our Father. We don't just say God exists and he's some anonymous power above, but that he's our Father, which means our lives come from him, and he loves us and is merciful. We confess boldly and with joy that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is risen from the dead. That is the question. Is Jesus Christ Lord or not? The answer is, yes, he is. And when we say yes, it means we have to follow him. We confess that we believe in the Holy Spirit, that the Lord is giving us life and many graces and blessings in our soul that make our lives more joyful and happy. We accept with gratitude the many gifts of the Holy Spirit, the Church, which has been the instrument to give us the sacraments of Christ, the saints, which are our family and our friends in heaven, forgiveness of sins, divine mercy, the resurrection of the body. We believe in the resurrection of the body. The graveyard is not the end of the journey for us. Resurrection is. We confess that we believe in eternal life, that heaven is our true homeland. And this gift of Jesus is the cause of our spiritual joy because it puts our lives on the path of true hope and of real life. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is truly risen from the dead, as he said, and he is our true and realistic hope and is always with us. May we, like his mother, Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, always strive to be near to Jesus. Amen. Alleluia.